Nick and Reader are competing to see who's got the tightest bicycle shorts. Spoiler, nobody wins.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Fox FM Mornings, Nick and Reader, this Tuesday morning. You're probably wondering, Nick, why are you playing that song?
The dramatic music.
Well, by now it would be almost the series finale of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
If you're keeping score. There's still one more season left, and it's been a rough couple months, I gotta tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I miss Game of Thrones way too much.
You're going through Game of Thrones withdrawal?
Not even, like, Game of Thrones withdrawal. I'm just going through straight-up Game of Thrones, like, rage and denial. That's what it is. Like, the stages of grief. I'm just skipping over everything, and I'm going straight to denial
and rage.
You're
at the point where you're just ranting it to the heavens at George R.R. Martin and saying, where's my story?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, but I kind of understand it. I'm going on from denial to bargaining because this is like practice for when Game of Thrones is done. Next year is the final season of the show. A lot of people are going to be like me, just wandering the streets once it's done, just wondering what to do next with their lives.
Yeah, it's one thing when you know that it's going to be coming back at some point.
Yeah, like
for the final season. But
season
once
eight.
That's done and the entire series is done, what do you do then?
Okay, so I want to posit this question to you as I get rid of the Game of Thrones and talk about, I don't know what the theme song for The Walking Dead is, so I'm just going to hum while you talk. What is your strategy for when The Walking Dead is done?
I'll just find something else, I guess. That is not the theme song for The Walking Dead.
Everybody come on down, it's The Walking Dead.
There's zombies everywhere and they're gonna try to eat walking your head. Down. Yeah, no, that's not the theme song for The Walking Dead. It'd be great if it was, though.
We're both screwed, aren't we?
Fox FM's Nick and Reader, the new heart of the Blue Jays batting order. The Duff Blue Jays.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
You can also follow us on Twitter. That's at MoreFoxFM on Twitter. Reader, you have a personal Twitter as well, too. You want to care to share that with everybody?
Yeah. At Reader Rambles, of course, is my own Twitter account. And I had an interesting thing happen yesterday.
This is awesome. I don't have a personal Twitter. I just use the Fox FM Twitter. So this is cool. I get to live vicariously through you.
Yeah. Remember there, I can't remember. So much has happened in the past year and a bit since you know who became president down in the States. And he went through staff like wildfire.
Yeah.
Including several communication staff.
So it started with Sean Spicer, Shouty Spice.
There was him. There was Anthony Scaramucci, this New York guy who ended up getting turfed after about 10 days when he was caught on tape making a bunch of comments about a bunch of different
like really
people.
Bad stuff. Like,
yeah.
Saying like really mean things.
Yeah. So he got thrown out. And I can't remember if they went through maybe a couple more. And now Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the communications director for the White House. But for some reason, yesterday on Twitter, the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, followed me on Twitter. I'm not sure why. It's got the check mark. It appears to be the verified account.
Actually, Anthony Scaramucci.
But I don't know why he's decided. I don't know if they just pick random people and say, let's follow this guy or whatever.
Did you say something like funny or?
No.
Because like, you have some cool tweets.
No, I.
Maybe Scaramucci was just in the bathroom, like bored, scrolling through Twitter and saw
I don't
yours.
Know. There are certain things when it comes to social media I try and just steer clear from, and politics is one of them. Like, I don't tweet.
I think that's more.
Try not to tweet.
That's more
too
than
much
social media
that,
for us.
Yeah.
That's life.
But, but yeah, this is just such a random thing. Now, on one hand, like, Chuck D from Public Enemy, one of the great MCs of all time, one of the great hip-hop lyricists, he followed me on Twitter, and that a year or two ago.
That's great.
And that's awesome. For me, like, that's fantastic. On the other hand, the Mooch, this is just the most random, odd thing.
Are you going to follow him back?
I don't know.
I think you should.
See, if I do, then I'm probably going to get a whole lot of stuff on my Twitter feed that I don't want. To go along with all the other stuff that comes up on my Twitter feed that I don't really want.
You're going to get put on some registry somewhere, too.
I don't know.
You can follow us on Twitter at MoreFoxFM. We have celebrity Twitter followers on Fox FM.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis follows
us. Yes. He never took us up on our invitation.
Never came to Yorkton for lunch.
Yeah. No, I posted a photo on our Facebook page of the Mooch, and I posed the question. I said, has anybody, any of you guys, been just randomly followed by a quasi-celebrity?
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Because sometimes these things just happen so randomly.
Yeah, tell us about your celebrity Twitter follows, 306-783-3699, or you can tweet at us at MoreFoxFM.
People keep pictures of their kids at work.
Nick and Reader have pictures of their refrigerators.
Weird, right?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Yesterday, Reader, I did something. I need your advice.
Okay.
Is this weird or not? Okay. So I'm in the parking lot of a grocery store here in town. I had to get some groceries yesterday after work. Now, I was going to be in there for some time because there were, like, I had a list of things, but I also wanted to just browse. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It was very hot yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was wearing jeans.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, it's going to be so hot. I'm in jeans. I remembered I have a spare pair of shorts in the backseat of my car.
Okay.
So here's what I did. I took my pants off and put my shorts on in my car while sitting in the driver's seat in a busy parking lot in a grocery store. Like Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
Oh, no.
I kind of feel like, what if somebody saw me just like shimmying out of my pants while I was in my driver's seat?
You know what? You're probably not the first person to have done that, and you likely won't be the last person to do that.
Have you ever had to do that? Like change clothes at the side of the road or in public like that?
I have done that.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, explain.
I did a Mr. Bean change while I was driving once. I don't recommend that and would never do it again.
Actually drive? Why would you? Don't do that.
I did it once and never again.
Okay.
This was many years ago. I remember, well, I wasn't in my vehicle, but when I first came for my first interview here before I interned here.
The year was 1957.
Actually, it was 2006. But I stopped and had to change in the washroom at the Parkland Mall.
Oh, no way!
Because my friends that were in town were at work, and I didn't feel like making the drive from Saskatoon to Yorkton in dress clothes. So,
true say.
So I drove in comfy clothes, and then I stopped by the mall and got changed into some more professional attire, and then came on, and the rest is history.
You heard it here first, everybody. Nick and Reader are just a bunch of weirdos that like taking their clothes off in public.
See Nick and Reader passed out on the roadside?
They're just training for the road race.
All right, show's over. I'm tired.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader, have you ever heard about this new trend? It's like power washing. It's just videos of dudes power washing their decks or driveways.
Really?
And it's like a real satisfying kind of thing.
I can't say I've ever really heard of that.
I gotta tell you, I spent a little bit too much time watching guys power washing their decks. Because it's just so, I don't know, weird and fascinating. And because like it's just a, like, it's an old wood stain or it's dirt on your driveway and
it's kind of nice to break out the pressure washer and just clean stuff.
Yeah. I mean, do you have anything like that? I guess it's like the YouTube video version of bubble wrap.
I suppose. I don't know. I've never really thought of anything in quite those terms before.
There's a lot of stuff that I like to watch on the internet that's just relaxing. I had to word that carefully considering the music that's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
Digital bubble wrap. That's a thing.
There's got to be somewhere online you can literally go and just pop digital bubble wrap.
I could totally see that being a thing. And if not, well, looks like you and I just got another $1 million idea.
There should be a bubble wrap pop app. Where if you're just feeling stressed, you can open the app and just...
Or just a website specifically for power washing videos.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always wanted to do that. My driveway isn't nearly as grimy as it would be for power washing. So I can't do that myself. I'm just going to have to live vicariously through these power washing videos.
You got to do what you got to do.
What's your digital bubble wrap? Call us 306 783 3699. Message us on Facebook. Or hey, foxfmonline.ca. You can message us directly there.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.